This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Denver District Attorney will not charge the police officer who fatally shot a black man last month. William DeBose died after an officer opened fire in a library parking lot following a traffic stop. Officials say DeBose was not armed at the time, or rather, officials say DeBose was armed at the time, but the family's attorney disputes the events that led to his death. A previously scheduled protest calling for charges to be filed is underway in Denver. University of Colorado Regents approved a 5% budget cut for the coming school year, with some campuses being harder hit than others. Colorado Springs will see a nearly 10% decrease, 9% for CU Denver. State-funded higher education institutions were hamstrung last month when the legislature approved a 54% cut in state aid. The federal coronavirus relief money helped cover much of that loss. Governor Polis will finalize rules for large events by tomorrow after getting public feedback. Earlier drafts suggested no more than 100 people for indoor events. Polis says counties that reach the next phase of reopening, known as Protect Our Neighbors, can have events with 500 people.
Over time, we hope to even expand that when they've demonstrated success. After a matter of weeks, that 500 number can increase.
For that to happen, Polis says counties must have adequate testing capacity and can prevent widespread outbreaks. It's 81 and sunny in Grand Junction and Pueblo, 68 mostly cloudy for Metro Denver.